Welcome back to Grits to Glam. How we feel in LA and beyond?
I'm feeling good, other than the fact that, you know, I was in Alabama this weekend and my lips finally recovered because they're really dry in LA. And I think as soon as I stepped off the plane, they are awful again.
They're looking voluptuous. Can you move away from the mic for a second to show people, like, if I can
have lip gloss and chapstick all over them?
That is the most embarrassing thing for me when I get my... when my lips are so chapped and then I let them get so chapped and then I put on my, like, I get my busted lip. And then when I make Instagram stories, people comment about it. I'm like, you think I would, like, I don't know that.
Yeah, obviously I know that. It hurts like hell.
Right. And then when it's finally healing and then you go to bite like a sandwich or something, bust right back up.
Yeah, and
blood
it hurts
everywhere.
So badly. It's the worst. Other than that, I'm great. This water, delicious.
That's great.
I hope everyone is drinking their water today. I do apologize. We are putting this out a little late. Flight troubles. And let me just tell you, so the reason
tell
why
me,
it
right
was
now.
Delayed in Houston, so then, like, I was still gonna be able to make my connecting flight, but then it turns out in Birmingham, the same girl that was my gate agent was the same person that loaded the bags onto the plane, who was the same person who pulled the gate back, and then she was the same person that pushed the plane back.
I mean, I'm surprised she didn't just fly the fucking plane at that rate.
I know, right?
Did you get her name? We need to get her a raise.
I wish.
Yeah,
like, I was like, oh my gosh, that girl is incredible.
Literally.
No wonder we're delayed. So yeah, missed my connecting and just hung out in the Houston airport.
Shout out for her. Was it American Airlines?
United.
Oh, you know, I'm a Delta boy.
Well, Delta for me coming out of Birmingham, it's not worth it.
I guess I just fly directly to Atlanta because I should fly to Birmingham, but I just love the direct flight. And then I don't mind driving a little bit.
Yeah.
But I do wish, like, Montgomery's a small town. So like the airport in it is absolute shit. It's like not like Birmingham's airport. It's like smaller, no flights, like they always get canceled, everyone's delayed, like, and this was before like everything was like where right. It is now. So
well, this is my like formal plea for Birmingham to have a direct flight from LA.
You think that would be possible? Is it a big plane? Like it's got to be big. It goes from Dallas,
right? You could have
is it three,
like,
and three.
Well, it just depends.
Yeah,
from like Houston to Dallas, like sometimes it's a bigger plane, but the plane I was on was like teeny tiny.
Oh yeah,
it was the United Express.
You could just fly private.
I could. Auburn basketball team is playing USC out in LA December 18th, and we have to go.
Right.
But I'm like hoping that for some reason they'll put like a few direct flights from Birmingham for that, because they did that for the national championship as well.
Ooh.
But like it'd be great for us for Christmas.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's perfect. We need to start like booking flights literally. Because last time when I tried to get home for the holidays, I was in for a rude awakening.
Flights.
When they were so expensive. Luckily, I was like had work. That was when I was going to Dubai for work. And so I was able to get like some sort of perk out of that. Where, I mean, Dubai was great, obviously.
Yeah.
But like I was able like to save a little bit of personal money flying from like New York to Atlanta. Because that flight's a lot cheaper. But the LA ones are always like
$1,000.
Yeah. So I'm so close to Diamond Medallion, which is like
the best
top level of Delta. And that is when I know I feel like I've made it as a traveler, and I have every right to complain about where the plane is, what the plane's doing, where we are, what we're doing.
When I studied abroad in Italy, when I was coming back, my suitcases were like ridiculous, like 150 pounds each or something.
Did you buy a lot of stuff there?
Yes, I went to Zara in every single city that I was in. Like, we traveled every weekend.
Like, that's like not the designer stuff where
people
go to get
cheaper prices. No, but the Zaras in Europe are like
probably exponentially better, right?
Yes. And like in every city too, like they were so much better.
Also, is it cheaper at Zara in abroad like it is for designer stuff?
Maybe a little bit, but they get all like the stuff way earlier. They get way better stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
So you get back to the States.
I mean, I still have half the stuff that I bought when I was in Europe.
Yeah.
That time. But because my mom, I think, is a Diamond Medallion or one of those,
yeah,
they let me fly with those.
They're so nice. Like
two.
Yeah. Everyone literally starts like doing great things. They're so sweet. They're so accommodating. And it's just fucked up. That should be every single person flying, because like it could be someone's first
flight.
Yes
and no, but you would rather. You work, I don't know.
Right. Like, I feel like it's good. Like, I feel like proud of myself for like working up to that.
Right.
And I've experienced a lot of horrible flights, but I've experienced a lot of like insane flights. Like the one I went from, I had a free flight from New York to LA. Then I got upgraded to Delta One, which is the lay flat beds. And I have never experienced something better than that. It was, I mean, the experience to just like lay down on the plane, you don't like, you just get there and you're like, you can either sleep or you can like
really enjoy everything. Yeah. No, I, for some reason on United, I have like really good
status.
Yes. And I'm always put on like the upgrade list for first class, never get it. But recently I've been seeing on the planes, they like go back and like, if there's like extra upgrades in the front, they'll just go back and grab somebody that's on the upgrade list and put them up there. I'm like, when is that going to be me?
Wait, there was such a funny time when that happened to me. The person came and grabbed, and the lady, he accidentally told the lady in the middle seat that she got upgraded to first class. And then he was like, she's getting all of her shit together, like getting everything up. And then he was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You know, like, it's actually him, and like points to me. And like a normal nice person would say like, oh my God, take it. It's, babe, it's a 4.5 hour flight. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I will be taking this seat.
Yes, and she can have your seat, so she's on the middle.
The eye rolls I was given by that person. But
well,
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. It's the flight
they should have done her, like gifted her 10,000 miles. That was when I got, like when my flight got canceled and I had to spend the night in Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa, wherever the fuck that is. Mm-hmm. Sorry to any Gritzers that live there. Surely, you know, I was at the airport hotel, so I didn't see all of what Iowa has to offer. So I'm sure it's a lovely place. However, it was not Washington, D.C., which is where I was going. And then so I had to stay in this like horrible airport hotel, and they gifted me 10,000 miles.
Oh, nice.
And gave me like
a
voucher.
I was leaving the plane yesterday, I guess the flight attendant, she was like, to the girl in front of me, she was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry again. Please tell me I did not burn you. And don't worry, you'll be, you know, oh, I guess she spilled coffee on this girl, and they like gave her premium something on United.
Yeah.
Like, that's obviously, but
I'm like bumping into flight attendants being like, burn me, please.
Oops.
Thanks, babe.
Like being in college and getting hit by the bus. Free tuition. God.
That was, yeah. So at Auburn, there was always this, and we couldn't figure out if it was like
a rumor or real.
Yeah. Like if you get hit by the Tiger Transit, which is the huge like jumbo ass buses that take everyone around campus, because a lot of people live off campus, then you get free tuition, which I was like, everyone's like actively trying to get hit by the bus.
Yeah.
At that
and
point.
That bus is actively trying to not hit anybody.
Right. Because they know people are scamming in these. Yes. I mean, that would be me. I did hit a biker ran into me one time, and then he literally just left the scene of the crime. Like, I was pulling out. He was going too fast, nailed into the side of my car. And then I was like freaking out. Like, are you okay? He was like, yeah. Got up, left. And I was like,
is your car okay?
I mean, there was a dent in the side of it. So I was like a little annoyed, but I don't know who would be at fault. Maybe if someone, like, we have lawyers.
If he hit you, then it's him.
Yeah, I mean, he literally hit me. I mean, sure, he was, like, not given enough time to properly brake, but I couldn't see him also because there was a wall in front of me. Mm. Like, a wall here. He comes diving, pile driving into my car.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was when I was parking for the Auburn people, Coyotes. We had to park behind Coyotes and then walk to our apartment that was downtown. We have a knock on the door, and I'm not sure who that is. Well, guys, we have an early knitting club attendee.
I will say, not that early. Tristan was a little late.
I was a little late filming. Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey. We have a couple. Guys, we have so many surprises.
So this is Miss Megan.
Hi, everyone. I thought I was going to make my debut.
We also have
podcast.
Mr. Matt. Hey, Matt, do you want to slide in?
I got my returns from Patricia's boutique over here.
Yeah, this is crazy. Matt, do you want to say hi as well?
Yes, I'd love to say hi. Hey, everybody. Hey, Grits to Glam fam.
Gritsters.
Oh, it's the Gritsters. My bad. Guys, this is the best podcast ever. You are exactly where you need to be right now. Yeah. Wait, and while you're at it, why don't you hit that subscribe button?
Smash
hit that
it.
Like button.
Smash it.
Go follow them on Instagram. Comment all of your favorite things from this episode. Thank you, baby.
Yeah, of course. Well, Megan, like, tell us, you know, who you are, what you do. Me and Patricia can share a mic here.
Oh, go on. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm Megan. And
oh, wait, let's interview her. Okay, wait. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Hi, okay. Megan.
Break it down. This is so good. This is actually really funny. Okay, Megan, what's your name? What do you do? And when did you move to LA? Also, where are you from?
Okay, perfect. Okay. So my name is Megan. I'm from New Orleans. I'm sorry. My name is Megan. I'm from New Orleans. I moved to LA about 2 years ago, and I work in the biz.
And what kind of biz do you work in?
I work in the I work in the entertainment industry and theatrical marketing.
Where?
Paramount Pictures LLC.
Heck yes. Yep, clean your glasses. Well, so we are sitting here at Knitting Club. Megan has been an attendee at Knitting Club since its beginning. She lives with her dear friend Sally. Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, she has more to say. Hang on.
I'm actually the founder of Knitting Club. It was my idea. I thought we could do a book club, but then I thought some of us aren't the most voracious readers.
Right.
And that's a lot of time, you know, to commit to reading a certain amount of pages every week.
Totally.
So I thought, how about we do a wholesome activity together?
My mom was getting sore.
Brooke knits, Sally Dar knits, I knit. So I thought,
I knit.
Patricia knit.
I do not. I watch. One of my favorite things about the Knitting Club nights is the Kardashians and Real Housewives of it all. And one of Megan's favorite things to do. Do you want to tell them what you do when we're watching Real Housewives, or would you want me to tell everyone?
No, I like to have standards in class, and when a program is on that requires a certain amount of attention and devotion, I like silence.
Okay, and that, and one of those would be
we cannot talk until commercial, and I really appreciate that.
And like,
I help you people.
Yes. Because sometimes I'm not loud enough.
Well, you realize how like short the commercial breaks are, because well, normally they're long when you're not like trying to get all your words in, but they are so short because you don't have enough time to just like chit chat and banter.
Well, now Tristan has decided during every commercial to play FBI music.
Yeah, me and Channing have discovered that we love FBI, you know, music, and it kind of makes every situation. I would really recommend everyone do this with their friend group. Maybe when you're getting ready, when you're all talking over FBI or detective music, it kind of makes the situation like seem like, oh, like what's gonna happen? Like, where are we? What are your thoughts on that, Megan?
I hate the music.
Okay, great.
And maybe I wouldn't hate the music if it wasn't so goddamn loud. But then Tristan and Channing get it at about 98.
Yes, you and then what? Tristan forgets his phone is on aux, and then he starts playing TikToks over the FBI music.
Here's the thing, guys. I enjoy a glass of red, and by glass, I mean bottle of red.
Tonight?
We might have a little extra. We have another guest.
Visitor.
Megan, get up now. Megan, this was lovely. So
Brooke!
Oh, Lord. Yes. Brooke, head on in here for a quick Q&A.
Come on, Brooke.
Guys, we have another surprise walk-in guest.
Yes, Brooke. Brooke was one of our first guest, actually, and I think we've definitely hi. And I think we've kind of upped our game, haven't we? We have.
It's looking incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've moved locations as well.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think this was more like just flattering. It's more conversation.
So just like roommates hanging out.
Anyway, we have Brooke just getting back here from New York. Okay. How was that? Tell us everything.
Tell us what you did. Tell them what you did if they didn't know.
Right.
New York was really good. can you tell I do this for a living, actually? Yes. So went to New York to go to, it wasn't the Don't Worry Darling premiere. It was the Don't Worry Darling flagship event in New York City.
Yes, by the way, perfect.
Okay.
Flagship event via Warner Brothers Incorporated.
LLC.
LLC. That was fun.
That's amazing, bro.
Thank you.
And who was your who was your favorite person that you saw at the event Incorporated?
Well, I was really, really excited to see Nick Kroll, of all people, because he is just my comedy icon. But I will say I've seen him do stand-up before, which has been kind of an intimate setting. So I was really more excited to see Harry that up close.
And that's going to be Harry S.
Harry S.
Harry S. Yes. He looked
Harry
amazing that
E-S.
Night.
E-S.
Okay. Yeah. No,
Harry Edward Styles.
Yeah. I mean, I absolutely love it. So you like New York. I did see Connor made a list, which I think Connor's a genius. If you haven't seen this, there's a TikTok on BNCMAP, Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast, where Connor writes down all the things that Brooke has, like, she's put her soul out there on. How would you say it? Like, she does not like these things and she will die on that hill. One of them being New York.
Right. Right, Tristan. That is true. I don't like New York. I still don't. It's not my favorite place, but I was warming up to it more this trip than I have before.
Why do you not like New York?
Crowded, stressful, smelly. Walking.
Rats.
Walking,
rats.
Yes. Et cetera.
Yes.
So, Brooke, what are we knitting tonight?
I'm knitting a sweater, a turtleneck, which I've never done before. Awesome. Checkered. Yeah. Checkered.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm excited to
Very
see
exciting.
It.
Thank you yes, so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do y'all want me to leave or you?
Matt!
This has been the most chaotic episode. Matt, all right, we're going to cycle it. Yeah, we're going to cycle it. Well, okay. thank you so much for joining us, part two. We love you so much.
I just knocked over Patricia's glass. I'm sorry, Brooke. Luckily, it's just water. Tristan, how have you been?
I've been really great. You know, I got a new phone today. Isn't it gorgeous?
Oh, is it the one that has the dynamic island? Is that
14 Pro Max.
Wow.
Gold feature capability.
It sounds like you're just trying to like one up me like right now.
Yeah, I am.
I mean, you have one up me.
Well, okay, so I was not going to get the phone because I had the 13 Pro Max, but
I've been satisfied with the 13 Pro Max.
And you don't think I have?
Okay. So
of course I have.
So what was the desire? Just because you like new things?
I like new things. This one was gold. My other one was blue. And I liked the new camera. The camera on this is absolutely stunning. Almost too stunning. Do you know what I mean? It shows everything.
I agree. I don't know. Like, I go back and forth if I do like the camera. Hi, baby.
Hi.
I haven't seen Patricia in almost like a week. Aww. It really has. Like, you left last Thursday, right?
Last Friday. You decided you needed to go home and work on your PC.
I did. I got a new gaming PC. I've been really fired up about
that. Wait, so tell me about why you want to do the gaming PC. Like, well, I don't see you gaming. I only saw you gaming on the Nintendo Switch.
Yes, I was a bit of a gamer during the early quarantine days on Animal Crossing. But I've given that up. But as you know, I live with Todd Smith, Todd Eric, who does do LLC. A lot of Twitch streaming. You love making appearances on his
my
Twitch
God.
Streams.
I need to literally say, hey, I get Twitch notifications for Todd because all of his fans in there are the nicest people ever. They literally recognize me when I come in. They say, hey, Tristan.
It's like, a great supportive community.
No, they are so sweet. It has made me want to like download Twitch and game.
So pretty much I kind of caught a little bit of that bug. But like PCs themselves are like hideous to look at. I think they're just really big, boxy, and ugly.
Sure,
I fell
yeah.
in love with this ITX, like mini ITX case that I thought was like the most stunning looking PC. And I realized, oh my gosh, a gaming PC can actually look really cute on a desk. And so I bought the case. It was a big pre-order. Had to put it all together. And now I've been playing casually. I haven't done the official stream yet because I'm looking for the right webcam.
That's awesome, but I think we should address the elephant in the room. So okay. This weekend, I was gone. What do I receive in a group text from these two? Making out.
Whoa, hold on. Hold on, babe.
You caught us.
We don't make out. Like, him and Sally Dar, that's like making out.
Okay, let's just like not.
I occasionally, if I've had like over 10 drinks.
Okay, let's relax. You would do that like sober at dinner.
Maybe. What kind of
Tell them what we do. Tell them what we do, Matt.
We do an occasional peck.
Nah,
for,
I'm fucking with
you. For theatrical sake.
Yeah.
With tongue, Brooke? Prove it. I have never once used tongue on Tristan.
We had one.
But I think when? We have never.
No, it was as scary
oh,
as
Oh, wait.
No, but it was you. It was you who was doing the tongue, and I was scared because then I looked back at the live image, and it's something to see.
So let's just talk about, like, why is it when I'm gone that, like, you're making out with everyone? Like.
Wait, you're looking at Tristan.
No, I'm looking at you.
No, you're not.
No, babe.
Yes, I am.
Who else have I made out with or kissed while you've been gone?
There were some pictures circulating.
Yeah,
let's just say
I
that.
I mean, I was sent a few.
You know what? You didn't call me once. The entire time Patricia was gone, I probably called her about 3 or 4 times. Patricia did not bother to just check in with me. You know what, Patricia? Come to think of it, you never really call me just to catch up and talk shop and to ask me how I'm doing. It's always me calling you to be like, hey, babe, how was your day?
Well, I'm sorry. I was enjoying time with my mom. And I was busy. I was up every single morning at 9 a.m. And I didn't even get home until... No, that's bullshit.
If I was away, you'd be like, you just haven't called me.
No,
just,
I wouldn't.
Really?
I wouldn't.
Oh, thank God. So I don't need to call my girlfriend anymore. This is pretty great. It's okay. But I'm glad you had a good time. Also, Patricia decided to tell me, well, she was joking with me, For the people who don't know, Patricia's brother and sister-in-law are pregnant with a baby, and they don't know the sex.
Exactly. So I sent him a photo of two baby outfits. Okay, there was one that was like a pink one that's a blue. He knows it's only one baby, and he goes,
"A photo." Hold on. You sent a photo of both of them holding a boy and a girl baby outfits. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's them, and I'm like, "Oh my gosh." And then the next photo is of your brother holding two identical activity gyms. You know, like babies when they're lying. Tristan, I come on as a guest, and you're mocking me the whole time.
Let me just say, like, number one, I'm so glad to have you. Number two, like, I'm just sitting here. But, like, I'm glad. I'm just having fun.
It's okay. The viewers, you know, Mike sometimes when we have a guest on, maybe the guest and Mike are having a moment, I don't sit there and mock them.
I didn't have a microphone. I couldn't even speak with you. Go
back
ahead.
Back to my story.
Yeah. No, I mean, you were the one that stopped
it.
So
immediately she sends these pictures, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, they're having twins.
No, let's back up. I sent the first photo, and he immediately goes, wait, OMG, twins, oh, my God, wait. And, of course, he's setting himself up for this. And I was like, surprise. Obviously, he's an idiot. No offense. I love you. But, like, no, they're not having twins. You know that. You would have already known that.
But
and then it was a coincidence that there was like double like of the same gift. And I was like, oh, perfect. Philip posed with both of these gifts. And I send that. And then he calls me. And then I'm like, I can't answer because I'll give it away.
And then I'm livid thinking that then I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh, that they're having twins. And then second, I'm pissed that Patricia refuses to call me or talk to me about it.
What? We're having family dinner.
This isn't fun to celebrate. And then I'm like, I can't believe you would share news like that to me over text message. And that's when I realized they weren't having twins. Patricia was just pulling my leg. But I was
He set himself up for that.
I went through the 7 stages of grief, though, within like 5 minutes of really thinking these twins were going to happen and how upset I was with you that you would just like
text me. Yeah, he was already looking up another
twins.
Knitting.
Yes, I was about to buy a whole new set to knit a baby blanket because I'm like, I got to knit 2 now. All right. Well, so y'all wanted me to come
on
here.
Yeah, no, we're happy.
It seems like y'all don't.
No, I couldn't. I can't respond because they won't hear me. But no, like we're sick. Oh, my God.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. I thought it was a funny story.
No, it is a funny story. We're really glad to have you. I'm happy that we're all reunited. It feels just great to have the whole gang back together. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Absolutely. You missed out on a fun weekend.
You did.
That's great. We'll have another fun one this weekend. So tell everyone, how are you feeling post-appendicitis?
Actually amazing. I feel the best I've ever been. Still a little sensitive in like a few areas on my abdomen. Like if
Did
I'm
you
like,
lose weight?
I can now like sleep on my belly. Lose weight?
Yeah.
No.
Damn.
Why?
I was thinking about getting appendicitis to lose weight.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. Maybe it would like help a little bit.
Yeah, just like a little fitness hack. Yeah. Kind of like trim down on some LBs. For like, I don't know.
Appendicitis. Not a big deal at all.
No, and it's preventative too. So yeah. Like it will never happen to you again. Mm-hmm. No, I feel better. I just can't do like squats or do any leg workouts, but like I'm back in the gym on my grind and I'm not like really in pain. Unless I'm just like,
can I go to the gym with you one day? It's just like an experiment.
Yeah, I now go to Zila a lot.
Okay. I would love
go
that.
Every day. Yeah. It's honestly the
I missed
best.
You guys. Last week we saw the Smile movie. At David's house, he did it.
I kind of dipped out on that movie.
Yeah, he did. Matt and Patricia were both dipping out, so I was riding solo to this event, and it was it was fun. I only watched like an hour of the movie, and I was talking to our dear friend Taylor Hudson about the entire time, so I didn't really watch much of the movie, as it was a lot of jump scares.
There's a lot of really good scary movies out right now. I heard Barbarian is really, really good.
I know, I want to see that.
I want to see Emily the Criminal. I don't think that's like a scary movie, but it's this movie with Aubrey Plaza. It's now streaming. And she like steals, I don't know, there's like some credit cards and stuff, some like fraud.
And then with the miracle.
And then the woman, she comes to town.
And she says, you get out of here. And then the woman like with the marigold like in the hotel.
Oh, yeah, the marigolds.
Yeah, and it's marigold. It's like gorgeous, like marigold.
Yeah. And nobody knows what like the marigold is.
Exactly. And then the woman walks in and she like walks into the room like really casual and she says, you get out of here.
That's my cookbook.
Literally, yes.
A little inside joke. How are we doing on time? I can't believe we're running into knitting club. I'm cool with it. I need to support these creative endeavors.
Right.
I think. Oh, can we like? Never mind. We'll do it after.
What?
Cut that part out. Okay. I'm very excited for knitting club because we also have to shoot an ad for Criminal Minds for Miss Brooke over there.
Woo! Yeah!
Wait.
Which are the best type of brand deals when it's something that you're already passionate about and you're getting to. Do an endorsement for. Speaking of board games, yeah, speaking of the spooky season, I really want to host a murder mystery party.
Oh my God, I want you to do that too.
Okay, really?
At your house?
Actually,
no, I love that. It's so fun.
Would you take it seriously?
You've seen me in escape rooms. I'm good now.
He was in the escape room with it was us three and one other person, and he was amazing.
Yeah. I was really
yes, because it was James Charles.
I was really good at it. Okay.
I know.
And I took it seriously.
So I need to invite a big high profile guest and then Tristan's going to like behave.
We can have, as long as the scenery is right and it feels good, like you need to really put effort into decorating.
A period piece? Of course. I already have one that's like an old timey like 20s one. I need to look in if there's like a fun, cool like 80s one that we could like
that
were
like
into.
A Gatsby one would kind of be cool.
So, yeah.
Like 20s kind of vibes.
Okay, cool.
I don't know. We'll figure that out.
We need to find one that can accommodate everybody because I feel like the friend group.
Can we also, there's an option for us to do an Among Us one. I've really always wanted to play an in-person Among Us. It just seems like so much fun.
Oh, you can play an...
Have you not seen all the YouTube videos where people...
Oh,
watch
it's like bodies, bodies, bodies.
No, like Among Us. Like it's literally you dress up as the color characters and like...
And go around and perform tasks?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it kind of is like bodies, bodies, bodies. Yeah.
We need a big house to do it in.
Well, you have a big house.
I think... You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, just feel like it's like kind of an open floor concept. Yeah. I think we need
There's no areas to really hide.
Have you thought about like Halloween costumes at all? Because right now is like the time to really be planning.
Megan and
stressing.
I, actually, I don't know if I want to say it on the podcast, but we have something from Glee.
You have something from Glee?
We have something from Glee. Yeah.
I'm not doing something from Glee.
Why?
I'm kidding.
Whatever. Patricia, have you thought of a costume piece?
I have one for like us. But it's like a silly costume. Patricia always wants to do something like a little cooler.
Oh, Matt, we're up on your time. Anyway, this was really...
Well, guys, you know, this has been quite the interesting endeavor of a podcast. There's going to be a lot going on behind us.
Right. We've got, you know, Brooke brand dealing.
Matt is laughing at me.
But we thank y'all, of course, as always, for listening and being loyal gritsters. Also, thank y'all. I've gotten... A lot more people coming up to me recently and just like when we saw Don't Worry Darling the other day, one of the gritsters came up to me. I wish I could remember her name. I'm going to look and see because I think I have it in my phone and then put it on the screen. If not, love you. But we love when y'all come up and say hey. It's
yes,
amazing.
Always come up and say hey. We love y'all. We will see you next week on episode 25.
Hopefully,
next week's 25.
Yeah, hopefully a little like more normal episode.
Right.
But we've got more knitting club people coming.
Yeah,
I feel like we're kind of on the red carpet right now.
I know.
I wish we were standing. All right. Well, we love y'all.
We love you. And
rate,
we will
review,
see you.
Subscribe, et cetera, and whatnot, and et cetera.
And so on and so forth. It's the grits. It's the glam.
Bye, y'all. Bye.